Here in America, work is in trouble. We've offshored our manufacturing, sent away good jobs, and lost so much ability to make things. American Giant is pushing back against that tide. They make high-quality clothing for a summer wardrobe you'll love, all made right here in the USA. Support America's workers and get 20% off your first order at American-Giant.com with code STAPLE20. That's 20% off your first order at American-Giant.com, code STAPLE20.
Go loud.
Would you like to come and stall it?
Ah, will you just stall it, look?
I'd like to come and stall it.
I'm not really in the mood.
Well, come on and bleed and stall it.
Yeah, house hatcher. I'm not a house hatcher.
We'll stall it for a crack. We're gonna have a laugh.
Will we just jump in?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Pants on.
You ready?
I'm ready. Yeah, 1 second.
Keep the pants on now.
Oh, I'm not ready then.
Be none of that.
Put them back on. Lift them up, you dirty bastard.
Give us a hand, will you? Oh, there we go.
Oh, wait, now just get the belt. Hang on.
There we go. Oh, gentle hands, Darren.
This is the kind of bonus episode I like.
Never worked a day in my life. Gentle hands. Smooth hands.
Smooth hands.
Let's just stop talking about that. Because this is the bonus episode where we answer your questions and listen to your statements.
So we're going to do statements and questions, yeah. Are we ready?
Hello, Owen. Yo. Is this Owen?
Oh, sorry. I should have introduced
myself. Ed. It's Ed.
It's Stars in Our Eyes Owen, 2024. Ed Smith here, sitting in for the great man.
Tonight, I want to be Owen Brennan.
Yeah. I got to wave myself into a kind of a, into a backstage and just come out.
Let the smoke.
Having shaved my head.
Then come out with all the smoke.
That was a strong wave. Very regal wave.
What's it?
Very regal wave.
It's all about the wrist.
Yeah.
Yeah, got to keep the wrist stiff. Should we move? Yeah, there it is. Darren's got it. We got that on camera.
Darren's got a stiff wrist.
Fucking hell.
Stiff wrist and soft hands.
Stiff wrist and soft hands. That's not easy to say. We're going to kick off with some statements, boys. Some compliments. Are we okay with that?
I love compliments.
Yeah, it's always good to start on a compliment. Lads, listening to the podcast since day one, have to say the deep dive series is definitely something that should be done more often. Really interesting with Owen telling the story and then getting Darren and Joe's reaction. It's a great format. Definitely keep it up. I know we haven't heard all the Manson series yet, but still think it's brilliant. Would love to hear more of these. That comes in from Lorcan.
Well, Lorcan, thank you.
I am absolutely loving it.
You're liking it, Ed?
I am eating it up.
It's a bit of crack, isn't it?
He was some kind of piss, as they'd say.
Interesting. They don't make him like they used to. You know, you don't get cult leaders like him anymore.
They're all too self-aware now. He was original, an OG, absolutely.
They're all about social media. Now. Technically, you're a cult leader, Darren.
In the correct form.
Yeah.
On the lighter side of things anyway.
Yeah, maybe not a cult. Is a cult, it can't be considered a cult unless there's evil religious intent.
I'm just trying to sell people Heineken.
That's it, yeah.
There you go.
And you're just trying to sell people... work tools.
Yeah, and Granby sausages.
Yeah.
That's what a combo. I would go to that cult full of sausages and tools.
And getting hammered.
Yeah.
Nice.
Nothing wrong with that. I just wonder if you were to set up a cult, why don't you just make it accessible to people and, you know, give them what they really want?
Yeah, it's up to them.
They ask a lot of the people.
What do you want there? And then if they want a certain thing.
Why don't we just have sausages every day? People, yeah, what's wrong with that?
Yeah.
And suddenly then it's not kind of, would you want to have sex with... No, I just thought this was about...
Do you want to have sex with that man over there?
There'll be none of that. Oh, no. Just sausages.
Just low level, low key.
Maybe the odd hash brown.
Just nice things.
We're getting a sausage in the hash brown. Go on.
I like the
deep dives as well. They're a bit of crack, especially if you don't know much about it. I didn't know much about Manson.
Lorcan's absolutely right. It's one of the best. I'm absolutely loving it. Just got my tickets, lads. See you two fuckers in October. Can't wait. P.S. Joe, bring spice bags. Peter.
Fuck yeah, Peter. Good man getting your tickets. We will see you in October.
Yeah.
And I'll try bring spice back. We'll see.
One for everybody in the audience.
Oh, I don't want to say
that. Jesus sake.
Come on now.
Maybe a
fucking little saucer of
one
chips.
One chip.
I'll give a chip.
Have one chip, one onion and one bit of chicken.
Whoever gets a bit of chicken is like a little raffle.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's the big winner. That's the
There's only hidden chicken, surprise chicken. one in every 10 plates is a bit of chicken.
Just reach under your chair. Is it a chip or a chicken? First question, lads. Here we go. Here we go. Would you rather only be able to take 3-hour baths or 3-minute showers? No in between. Jason.
3-minute showers.
Yeah.
Why?
3 hours is a long time.
You definitely need to have a pee or a poo during that 3 hours. Definitely a pee anyway.
You never pee.
Can you in the bath?
Yeah.
Is there anything wrong with that?
No.
I heard someone saying the other day that if they were to have a bath, they'd have to have a shower after the bath. I'm like, well, just have a fucking shower then.
Yeah, skip the bath. For
they'd have to have a shower after the bath.
Shower after the bath. Because
to clean themselves.
Yeah. I'm like, what? Is it just the bath just a luxury? Like, that you clearly wash yourself in it.
Yeah.
Some people think it's just sort of steeping in your own dirt.
Yeah, particles.
But I only had a bath growing up.
So did I only have a bath growing up.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I didn't have a shower.
Old school, like once or twice a week, maybe.
And I still I have a shower, but it's not a walk-in shower. Like, it's in the bath. So you have to stand in the bath to have a shower. And it just goes everywhere. It goes, the water just sprays on the ground.
You ever see in hotel rooms, it's like a bath with a shower. And then there's like half a door.
That's what mine's like.
Is it?
Yeah, yeah.
It just sprays everywhere.
Yeah, pointless.
You have to climb in.
Useless door.
It's the climbing in that worries me. Do you have a slip mat?
No, and we've talked about this before on the podcast. Mm. It's genuinely one of my fears.
Yeah.
It's an irrational fear that I have that I would slip.
What a way to go. What an undignified, like you tumble over the side of a bath and you're all skewways. And
that's what happened to Darren.
Oh, did you?
Yeah, I fell.
Out of a bath?
In the bathroom after a shower.
Oh, no.
I didn't put down the mat. And I just slipped, like I just got out and fucking slipped and banged my head off the fucking side of the sink.
Like Bambi on ice.
What's it? And then crashed. Stitches, no?
No. Just a big lump.
That's my fear.
I'm also a big lump and I had a big lump.
Big lump or a big lump?
Lump. So you've got, you're opting for the 3-minute shower as opposed to a 3-hour bath. 3 hours is
definitely.
A bath.
How long would you spend in the shower?
10 to 15 minutes.
That's a long time.
Is it?
What are you doing for 15 minutes?
I was trying to impress you. I thought, like, I sound like I have a really long shower. No,
five minutes or so?
Yeah.
I don't know. I've never timed it.
Once you got the job done, then, like.
Oh, when it's nice and hot, it's very hard to get out.
Do you wash your feet? Or do you just hope for the best with the water hitting off?
Yeah, I hope for the best, I think. And just if they're incredibly dirty, then I'll give them a little scrub. Yeah. Other than that, yeah, just let the soap roll.
The soap roll.
That should be an Oasis song.
15 minutes is a long time for me. Like, I would say 5 tops.
Mm.
Where do you start?
In the shower.
Yeah, that's good.
Where do you finish?
In the shower.
Sometimes I just leave the shower on.
But do you start with the hair first and then work your way down, or do you have like a routine?
I do the body first.
Oh, you start with the hair first because you have to let the shampoo kind of do its job, don't you? You're supposed to let it sit there for a bit.
Yeah.
Then I do the body. Then I go back with some conditioner and then I just stand there like a dope for a few minutes.
Isn't it? You look like a right tick in a shower, don't you?
Oh, yeah. Imagine any animal
watching
us wash ourselves.
We think we're all mad clever and all, but we really are stupid.
Stupid.
We're overdoing it.
Yeah.
I think so.
Do you ever sit down in the shower?
And oh, my God.
Cry.
Chill and just have
just
a tick.
Curl up to a fetal ball. Do you ever do that?
Yeah. Oh, yeah, yeah. Yeah, yeah. It's great. It's great.
And just wail. Like, are you crying in the shower again, Darren?
Do you ever punch the wall of the shower till your knuckles bleed? That's, yeah 15 minutes.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
That's why it takes that long, is it?
Doesn't work in the bath.
Boxing walls in the shower.
And crying, yeah, yeah. Good old cry.
Jason, I think I think this is a fairly unanimous decision. 3-minute shower all the way. Hi, lads. That's a nice friendly start. Would you rather a life as a space cowboy, discovering strange new worlds, some nice, some not so nice, and you will never return to Earth? Or a 3-minute, no, or
a 3-minute,
or 3-minute shower. Or to live your own current life, but with an extra 50K in the bank every year. But there's one catch. Oh, here we go. You have to eat 8 cans of tuna every morning. No,
that.
Joe, you don't have to pay for the tuna. A lot going on here, Kira. So you're either a space cowboy, discovering strange new worlds, some nice, some not so nice, but you can never come back to Earth. Or you get an extra 50K in your bank every year, but you have to eat 8 cans of tuna every morning. Kira, could you do 8 cans of tuna?
For the sake of 50K, I probably could and like see me family.
Every day.
But then you're just in space forever and you can't see your family again.
But you're in space. That's pretty cool. Yeah,
that's pretty good.
I think.
Could you FaceTime them?
She hasn't done herself any favors. I think if she just said it was gas and brilliant in space all the time.
Yeah.
She threw in a bit of a curveball there saying, some not so nice.
Mm.
So you're You're encountering some danger and peril.
You're a Mandalorian. He's a space cowboy, yeah?
Yeah.
So you're Mandalorian. So, or you're eating 8 cans of tuna every morning. Now, I like tuna.
But do you like 8 cans of it?
That's excessive. That's excessive. But you could get creative. Like, you can make a pasta, tuna pasta, tuna sambo.
With 8 cans, just with pasta.
8 cans.
8 cans is
a lot of tuna.
Can you put mayonnaise in it? Are you having it straight?
If you put mayonnaise in it, that's probably harder.
Sweet corn.
It's probably harder.
Sweet corn.
And mayo. Like a nice sandwich.
I'm just trying to think the amount of, if you have one big baguette and put the egg on it, you're making it worse for yourself there, are you?
You can make a little scrambled egg, an omelette, a tuna omelette.
Too much of anything is bad. Mm. So I'd say like 8 cans of tuna every day would have its downfall on you.
Yeah. I mean, you'd get mercury poison after like
that in space.
You would, yeah.
Can I?
You'd be going to Mercury.
Identify a potential loophole here.
Go on.
What defines the morning up until 12, is it?
Oh, yeah. Does it?
Yeah. So it's midday then.
It's afternoon.
If you woke up
in my
at
world,
4.
That's not or, the morning.
What's 12?
About 3 o'clock in the day. It's up until 3.
That's your mid-morning.
That's your morning.
No, that's morning. Then about 6 o'clock in the evening is mid-morning.
She starts stretching. Ah! Oh, what a beautiful 6 o'clock in the evening. I think you could divvy these up over the first couple of hours in the morning. Could you do 2-2, like 4-2s?
Oh, yeah.
4-2-2.
So you have like 1 at 7:30, 9:30, 10:30, and then just one before another.
I feel like you're going to have it all in one sit.
Just go for one. Boom. Done. And then skip dinner the night before. If you skip dinner the night before, you'd be hungry then.
Starving. Mm. Yeah.
I'd go with the tuna, just to say.
50k a year is no joke.
It's a good bit of bob.
You don't have to pay for the tuna. You don't.
That's good to clarify that.
Is it John West or is it Aldi?
Yeah, it would have to. Well,
has to
if it's
John
free,
West.
You can pick the very best tuna.
Oh, John West.
Is it Brian? Is it sunflower oil?
Oh, there's a good
What's
one.
What's being
yeah.
held in? Like, you know, these are all the questions
I would
that
say.
Need to
so, salt water.
Oh, don't make me sick. Don't make me sick, Ed.
Oh, God. So you could take the oil?
Oh, yeah. Not salt water. You'd be drinking this. You'd be,
Not Brian a sound.
Brian.
Yeah, I'd have it off. I'll have it in Brian.
You'd have a life of Brian.
Yay. Yeah.
Go on.
I'll go with Space Cowboy, just to clarify.
Oh, you're choosing the Space Cowboy?
I'll go with Space Cowboy, yeah.
Jesus Christ.
I'd love that. Be great.
Just rollicking around the planets. Some nice, some not so nice.
Planet jump.
Joe.
Yeah.
Who's to say you can't go to Earth?
There's a video game called No Man's Sky, and it's just going planet to planet. And it like creates the planets in real time as you're going there. Oh. So it's an infinite amount of planets that you can go to. Literally.
I'd get a Freud playing that.
Oh, yeah. I don't know. I'm going tuna. So we've got 2 tunas and a space cowboy. Hmm. Hi, lads. I have a thought experiment for you. Imagine for me, if you will. You live in your current home but are on lockdown for all but half an hour a day. During this half hour, you're allowed to go out and do as you please. Okay. At all the other times, you are locked in and have ample food and supplies. So you don't need to go to the shops and all essential needs, such as doctors, etc., can come to you.
Oh.
So when you're outside, it's just for leisure. Here's the kicker. While you are outside, and you must follow one rule, anyone you speak to, you must invite back to the house for the rest of the day, which is at least 12 hours. And you know, there are 2 very irritating men who live on your road who both go for a walk at the time you are allowed out. Whew. Their type, who will ramble on about their own miserable, crackless stories for all time, they bore you to tears, and the thought of having to spend 12 hours with them fills you with so much dread you might puke. If you bump into either of these men while out in your half hour, you will have to bring them home and be stuck listening to them for the rest of the day. So my question is, would you risk it and head out for the only chance of fresh air all day, or just accept your fate and remain locked inside forever? Thank you for your time, Raymond. My God.
Fuck.
There's a fella, well, a man that... Sometimes I go to the supermarket and I bump into him and he's always chatting to me. Like, I've seen you on the side of the bus and this and that and blah, blah, blah. But I have to like text Amy to ring me. Say, oh, just ring me there. Your man's talking to me again. He just doesn't. And even when she rings, I'm like, oh, she's just outside. I have to let go. I have to go to work. He's like, and come here, tell me, how much did you get for the... And I'm like, oh. Well. And he wears a high-vis and I'm just like...
For no reason.
Yeah.
Oh no, they're the ones to worry about.
Yeah.
the no reason high viz. If they're just walking around with one on,
yeah.
Oh, there's danger there.
No reason.
So, no reason high viz.
I wouldn't fancy bumping into him, bring him home.
So where are we at with Raymond's? Yeah, it's a lot. So you only get half an hour a day. Do you leave? Do you risk it? Sorry. So basically what you're doing is, do you risk it in case you bump into your fellow there or one of these boars? You have to bring them back, or do you go, I can't face it today, I'm going to stay in the outdoors all day.
And go out once a week.
Once a week?
Yeah.
Be enough?
Yeah.
You'd have to have the option of going out.
You'd have to go out
once, like.
Yeah.
The other option is just staying in the whole time.
Would you go out in the morning or in nighttime?
Oh, and then, good question.
Did he have to stay with you, have a sleepover, like, if it's
happening? So 12 hours, they have to stay with you, minimum 12 hours.
And probably go out mad early and then just like, say about 6 o'clock, 7 o'clock. So I'll talk to you in a bit.
But I think going to sleep is a good get out of jail. See, these types of people that don't have the self-awareness.
They don't have the self-awareness.
You don't have self-awareness and you talk and you're just like, shut the fuck up in your head and you're trying everything. And it's very hard to get away from people like them. But if you say, oh, I have to go to sleep and I'm bollocksed, they have no other choice but to let you go.
I'd say they just keep you awake though.
They follow you up to the room.
Just chatting. I'll tuck it in there. It's nice to be tucked in, isn't it? I remember when I was a child, this is how I was tucked in. He'd be like, shut up! Shut up! Shut your fucking mouth, will you?
See, the worst thing about those people is they're not bad people.
No. The heart is in the right place.
That's the worst.
Yeah.
They're just
harmless.
Like you say, lack any sense of the situation they're in or the people that they're talking to.
Yeah.
Or the lack of self-awareness is.
You'd have to park off fatal. A good half an hour if you bumped into someone like that.
Yeah.
As soon as you make eye contact, you know you're talking to them for half an hour, at least.
Just set it aside.
Minimum.
And you give them nothing back, and they still just, they'll just go. They're like a wind-up doll.
Yeah.
Mm. Once they go, there's no stopping them. You can just sit there with your arms folded and not say a word.
Blood even dripping from your face.
And they'll just keep going. Oh, man.
And then they say, "Me cousin owns a coffee shop, can I have your number?"
And even if he didn't fucking say anything,
promote the coffee shop.
Oh, yeah.
Can I have your number? Promote the coffee shop. I'm like, yeah. Just give him the.
Do you get that a lot?
Yeah.
Shit. So just
a lot. Actually, a lot lately. An awful lot lately.
You wouldn't give an old mention to blah-de-blah. Blah.
Yeah.
Do you feel that your persona, it makes you a lot more approachable?
Yeah.
Than other celebrities. Other celebrities. Huge,
ooh.
Huge, big time celebrities.
Oh, big time. Ooh.
Yeah. A-listers.
Ooh.
Do you feel that your persona makes you go, oh, that's your man?
Sure, yeah, sure. I just go about my business, like, so it's just very accessible for someone to just say, there's you on the side of the bus, will you promote me cousin's coffee shop? What's your number?
Yeah.
And I'm like,
What line do you give them? Fuck off.
I just go, here, will you? Fuck off, will you?
Get on to me, agent.
No, I'll just give them the last two digits. Change the last two digits.
Here's a tin of tuna.
Or else, I don't have my phone with me. I don't even know my number.
I don't even have hands to give you the number.
Yeah, I actually put my hands up.
Yeah. My hands fell off this morning.
They're gone.
Man,
I can't do anything about it. I'm going to have to, I'm going to matter.
I'm going. Put them on this afternoon. So sorry. I'll get you again.
I was in Bray and some lads came up to me, Youngfless, and he came up to me and one put his, can I get a picture of you? Can we get a picture? I was like, yeah.
Of you. Stand there.
Like a schoolboy.
I've got 12 pictures. I open up your coat. Do you want this picture?
Pre-signed headshots.
Yeah, old school Mac, just open it up. Right, lads. Got a new batch in.
But then after he got a picture, somebody else, one of the lads, there was a group of them. And one of them says, can I get a video of you? And I'm like, and then he goes, just say, what's up, Kit Kat boys? And I was like, no, I don't even know what that means, man. I could be fucking saying anything. Like, no, go away. I was kind of the first time that I had to say, like, no, get away from you sort of thing. But I don't know what the fuck that means.
What's up, anything.
Kit Kat boys?
Kit Kat boys?
Yeah.
How old were they?
They couldn't have been older than fucking 16, 17.
They probably all brought a Kit Kat to lunch in school.
The lunch crew, Kit Kat lunch crew.
Yeah. Or it could have meant something entirely different.
I know. That's the danger of it, though. So I was like, nah, fuck that. I'm not bleeding.
How did they react to that?
Oh,
you're a bleeding wanker, man.
Did they say that?
No, they didn't. Oh. They were like, oh, no, really, not. I had me two kids with me as well, though. Like, yeah. Like,
get them in it as well. Get them to say it.
During the Kit Kat crew.
Sorry, I'm sponsored by the Twix boys.
Yeah. I can't talk about Kit Kats. I'm doing a thing for Mars Delights.
Oh, stop.
Good. So look, what are we doing here? Are we going to, you're saying stay in?
Yeah, or once a week. Or I'd stay in. If I had to choose one or the other, I'm staying in. It's not worth it for half an hour. Open a window. if you need to fresh out that bad, Roy, go on. Is there any more?
That is questions? It. We've had a couple of complimentary statements and then some. Geez, we've traveled all over the universe.
They're all pretty good, though.
We have indeed.
That was good. So, Jason, Kira, and Raymond, thank you very much for those mind benders and for the nice words, Lorcan, Emma, and Pedro. That's it.
Cheers. Brilliant. Nice one. If you have any statements or questions, send them into stall@goloudnow.com.
And we'll get back to you.
Yeah, we'll go through them, sure.
If you're lucky, huh? Because there's so many.
Yeah. That's it.
Bye.
Oh, don't forget the tickets for the live show are still there. Just about. They're gone by the 2nd. They're probably not there anymore.
What date is it again?
The 20th of October.
20th of October.
Vicar Street on a Sunday. A Sunday.
Don't forget it this time now. 20th of October.
20th of October. I'll be there with...
Nice end to the week.
With bells on for some reason.
That'll be very distracting.
It's a nice way. Just jingling in. Sorry. Just going to the jacks. It's going to be great.
Yeah, it's going to be good.
See you there. Get your tickets. Ticketmaster.ie. Type it in. Stall it. Bam.
Free spice bags. What more do you want?
Well, now that's...
No, that's official.
It's up for the way. Take that down. The court. Bye.